Greater Houston Regional Group launches Southeast Texas Chapter. Three photos grace this Around BVA entry. The first photo, a group pose, reveals five gentlemen standing together with one lady and a guide dog standing sideways in front of the group. A podium and a table are visible in front of them. The U.S. flag and the Texas flag are in the background and to the left and right, respectively. All but one of the men are seen with white canes. They are each wearing a BVA hat and a sport coat with no tie. The caption reads, "Left to right, George Pate, Jerry Killian, Representative Babin, staffer Lanny Brown, John Lee, Jerry Myers, and Mike Nicholas." The second of the photos reveals the same woman standing together with one pickup, together with one of the gentlemen. Together, they are holding a folded U.S. flag. The lady is holding up a document that has been placed in a folder. The caption provides details as follows. Lanny Brown presenting President John Lee with proclamation and flag. The last photo is a side view of a woman reading a document to the same five gentlemen. They remain wearing their hats. The caption describes the photo thus. Lanny Brown swearing in chapter officers Jerry Pate, Jerry Killian, John Lee, Jerry Myers, and Mike Nicholas. The graphic, which covers the upper half of a column in the bulletin's print version, is a replica of a governor's proclamation presented to the Blinded Veterans Association. The contents are revealed in the body of the account. The text of this entry begins, "The Blinded Veterans Association of the Greater Houston Regional Group, GHRG, launched its Southeast Texas Chapter, SETX, Chapter. The chartering chapter officers are John Lee, President, Jerry Myers, Vice President, Jerry Killian, Secretary Treasurer, Mike Nicholas, Sergeant at Arms, and George Pate, Chaplain. They were administered the BVA's oath of office by Ms. Lanny Brown, a representative from Congressman Brian Babin's office. Proclamations from Governor Greg Abbott and Beaumont Mayor Becky Ames were presented to the chapter officers. Congressman Babin's office also presented the SETX chapter with a flag that was flown over the United States Capitol in recognition, as well as a challenge coin for each chapter officers. Special guests attending from the greater regional group were Wade Davis, President, and Eddie Tardy, Secretary. Wade Davis gave a brief history of the Blinded Veterans Association. Other honored guests attending were Blake Hopper, representing Congressman Randy Weber, Lanny Brown and Dana Young, representing Congressman Brian Babin, W.L. Pate, Jr., LTC, retired, representing Beaumont Mayor Becky Ames, Martha McKinney, representing Veterans Affairs Beaumont Outpatient Clinic, Mrs. Ivy Pate, representing the St. Elizabeth's Foundation, and Susan Landry, representing the St. Elizabeth Hospital. Finally, a special thank you to the Beaumont Westbrook High School, ROTC, Honor Guard, who posted and retired the colors of our country and state. The SETX chapter of the GHRG will serve blinded or visually impaired veterans in nine counties surrounding the Beaumont area. Individuals wishing to support BVA by volunteering to serve in our auxiliary or to support the SETX chapter with cash donations, please contact Secretary Jerry Killian at jdkillion@msn.com or call 936-402-0741. Included in the print version is a certificate from the Texas governor. At the top of the certificate is the Texas Star, and at the bottom left is the Texas Seal. Below the Texas Star is the following in print. The State of Texas Governor, to all to whom these presents shall come, greetings. Know ye that the Texas flag herewith presented to the Blinded Veterans Association was flown above the state capitol of the sovereign state of Texas in honor of Blinded Veterans Day, March 28, 2020. In testimony whereof, I have signed my name and caused the seal of the state of Texas to be affixed at the city of Austin this, the 28th day of March, 2020, signed Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas.